Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, sissies, just a little brief announcement here that we did a collab this week with Patrick and Dylan, our favorite straighties.
Favorite straighties. I love that. Our favorite straighties.
Hey, if people can talk shit about us, I can talk shit about the straights.
This is true.
But we love them. Dylan and Patrick from Bad TV, and we talk about an episode of The Single Life. Unfortunately, we had not watched the episode.
We did not. We forgot.
It was the wrong episode. It was
this episode, the one we're about to cover. We forgot to watch. And we like recorded the first 10 minutes of it, and then we took a break to get a drink. And I said, I think we're talking about two different episodes. And Dylan was like, I kind of thought you were talking about stuff from last week. And Jake went, you're kidding. I was like, no.
Yeah.
So it ended up being the episode where they told us what happened and we reacted to it.
There are moments in the first 20 minutes that you can kind of hear our quiet confusion for both of us when they mention things that we hadn't seen.
They're like, when Debbie goes to Miami, and I'm like,
and I went,
that's where I went, huh?
And I went, did I miss something?
did I fall asleep with my shirt up around my chest for that part?
And that's when that pit in my stomach goes, oh fuck, we were here for a completely different reason.
We were also late to the recording because of us. So we really made a great impression with Dylan and Patrick.
That's just fucking messy gaze. Anyway, enjoy that collab. We had a really good time.
We did.
I said a couple things that they probably should have cut out. If they didn't, I apologize in advance.
It's not the opinions of RG, just the poods.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Have you ever seen a romantic comedy written by ChatGPT? Actually, ChatGPT would have done a better job.
It would have done a better job. I was just about to say that. Yeah.
This, I don't know what either of these two people think they're doing. Neither one is actually talking to the other. It's like we're hinting at a romantic relationship between the two, but neither one of them are human enough to act like a person.
This is my question, and I'm asking it honestly because I don't have a lot of info, and I don't imagine you would either because you're not straight.
How dare you?
Is this what straight people have to do when they just want to fuck?
Straight dating be hard.
Straight dating be crazy. Straight dating, straight people be crazy. Y'all, we're bringing it back for the single. We're bringing it back for the single life.
I have
life.
Known straight people in my time. And we watched that show Dating Around. We've watched many straight people be on dates. I've never seen a date like this that Chantel had with Giannis. Oof.
Well, it didn't help too, because you can tell that they did her makeup in the car, but we're going to talk about that later.
They have absolutely no chemistry. They have
none.
They have negative chemistry, if that's possible.
But who does Chantel have chemistry with? Drake?
Well, she's gorgeous, but once you talk to her, you realize that the mop that's in the kitchen restaurant, in the restaurant of the kitchen, has a better personality.
The mop that was in the bathroom that Ashley Manuel fucked in.
Yeah, that mop is better to talk to than Chantel.
That mop seen some nasty shit too.
And the mop picks up cues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mop probably knows more about Greek than Spartans.
Yeah.
I really do miss her family and Pedro's family. I don't see anything about her that makes me want to root for her, because I don't feel like she's treating her life as something that's being lived. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. We're going to get to it.
Existentially, I'm questioning Chantel's existence.
Yes. But until
I would
then,
need to explain what that word meant to her. But yeah.
You would. You would. Okay, real quick. I think, y'all, announcements, tour dates are coming. They are coming. Y'all, also, this Sunday, we're going to see you again, Poodle. You know what we're doing?
Digging a grave?
No. We're doing our YouTube live. Our YouTube. You need to get analyzed. What's wrong with you?
No, it was the first thing that came to my head. I was like, what are you doing on Sunday? And I thought, like, a church, funerals, Sunday, digging a grave.
No, y'all, it's our YouTube live, and with that's all of our sissies on the $15 tier, that on our video tier.
The grave digger tier.
It's so Apple subscriptions don't get, but people, wow, we're not going to call it that. Everybody on Patreon and Supercast at the $15 tier. And Poodle, what time does it start?
Whenever we get the grave dug.
No.
It starts at 4.
Okay, good. I forgot. That's why.
4 p.m.
Pacific time.
4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time. So right before 90 Day Fiancé airs on Sunday night. So we will see y'all there. So
this is The Single Life, episode season 5, episode 4. Tim Stirs the Pot.
Wait a minute.
That's
the actual name of the episode?
Yeah.
Okay, now they're just fucking pissing me off with this. These are the worst. TLC, do better.
You sounded like TLC.
This was terrible.
I say,
your naming sucks.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Even if they called this Rome Was Not Built in a Greece Day, whatever. They could have done any. That's terrible. That's better than their shit.
Yeah, I think this is seriously phoning in the titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is good. The subject material we are getting is, to me, wonderful 90 Day Fiancé, and it deserves a better name. Because this is a single life.
It could have been called Ruben the Groovin Cuban.
Yes.
Who has the most aggressive goatee I've ever seen on television?
I thought he was Danny Trejo's like younger brother.
And I said, and I think this is on social media by now, that it is actually the Wu-Tang Clan logo. the W.
Yeah, the W. Yeah, it does. It's very filled in.
It is something.
Or he has very thick.
Like the part that's below his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is so long, and it's not long. Round at all. It's just like a block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all, this man is nuts. And he is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
It's a good thing that...
Julie Andrews going down with her.
Yes. Couple of other things. Y'all, I will be... Just heads up, be sure to... check. I'm going to be doing jumping on to Sub for Kyle with Kim and Kyle, 90 Day Cray Cray, for their main show coming up next week.
Fun.
90 Day Fiance. Yes. So I'll be doing that. And I just want to let people know about that. Also, speaking of social media, you're not going to care about this, but it's a big deal to me.
How do you know? How do you know I won't care?
I know already.
You don't know me.
You guys, I'm very excited because... Y'all know I'm a big fan of Hometown, and it's back on HGTV.
Oh, you're right. I don't care.
Yeah, you don't
I
care.
I don't give a shit about any of this.
Erin Napier messaged me on Instagram today and told me they are sending me a candle to review. I'm a candle influencer. I'm so excited.
Let's take two steps back. You're not a candle influencer. By the way, this show is not going to get infected with your fucking HGTV shit.
What? I love if you talk about Saltburn and all this weird shit, I have every right I want to have an HGTV corner if I wanted it.
I'm just
it's
saying
something I
this
love.
Show is more respectable than that.
It is not. It is not. I love it. It's my
calm place. Your Reno shows.
Oh, I love them all. They're really my favorite television to watch.
Yeah, that's why every time I talk about something, you don't know what the fuck's going on in the world.
Right after Hometown's over, I'll get right on White Lotus. I promise. Promise.
So did one of our listeners just say, hey, or you knew someone who worked for production or something like that?
No, they saw the review. We do have a sissy that works for them, but they saw my review of talking about their candles on social media, and Erin responded, and she was like, this is the best review we've ever gotten. And then she said, we're going to start sending you candles. And I thought that was nice, but I didn't think she actually would, and she just told me today, new candle on the way.
Oh, you're going to be a candle influencer.
I'm going to be a candle influencer! Be sure to follow me at TheMattMark because Poodle will not let me put this on reality.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Caitlin might do it for me, but Poodle
absolutely
won't.
Absolutely not. You will not sully. You will not sully.
It is reality.
Chill.
It actually is reality TV, though. It is in brand. It actually is in brand more than Broadway Corners or Saltburn because it's reality television.
So what? It's whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
And whatever I think our listeners want to hear about.
And I think they want to hear
talking
about
pop culture.
We've got HGTV sissies.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about this. There are people like me who don't give a fuck about Reno shows. You know that, right?
I know, but there's people like me that don't give a fuck about White Lotus or Saltburn. I just watched it because you wanted me to. I would never have watched that.
You would have never watched White Lotus?
Probably not, but and I was like, well, I should watch it. Everybody's talking about it in the first season. I'll probably watch the second season because people said it's better. It's like The Bear. I did not enjoy it. It was good, but I did not enjoy the first season of that show because it stressed me out because it was so... But everybody says the second season is a different show, so I'll watch it.
The second season is a different show. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll watch it.
You need to get better taste. Where was I? Where was I after you becoming a candle?
I don't know.
Closer?
I'm just thinking about my new life. Go ahead.
You're going to be in Earth Cafe
doing
a video.
Oh,
then I'll throw
God.
Acid in your face.
I would love to be on an HGTV show or to host one. I would love it. I'd love to do like I'd love to be Paige Davis. I'd be so good at that.
I think we already have a Paige Davis.
I love her.
Can we move on and just not scream about things we love or hate? Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say the things I hate.
Hydrangeas. Hydrangeas. I love hydrangeas.
I don't. Oh, I think it's so horrible.
I don't ever smell. I don't know flowers. I just said something.
Should we just, can we talk about the episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it. No more
Veronica classes. Is picking up Jamal at the airport. Now, after this episode, I know you've been a Jamal fan.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Are you still, where are you?
I would let him ride that train.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm talking about as a person.
He and the bro squad here are, by the way, I would have sex with all three of these men.
I figured.
You wouldn't?
They're okay. They give young brats to me.
They're all
brats.
They give off a bro vibe. I can see both sides of this because I think Jamal needs to like realize his place and all that. But I will say, Tim did come for Jamal. And Tim, I agree with Veronica when she says Tim is the one who started this shit. Because remember,
from the
Tim
tell-all.
Came at Jamal for out of the blue of the tell-all for no reason.
But the way to fight back is not to question someone's
their now, fatherhood. That's really, really fucking
gross.
And
this is where things get gross when he says we're pretending that Tim is father of the year and that's a thing. And basically saying that Tim is not really her father.
Mm-hmm.
That was disgusting.
That was terrible.
Because y'all, a father, a family is anything you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, I think that's going to be hard for him to come back from. If I was Veronica, I think I would have a real problem with that.
Yeah, I would have had a problem with that too.
That was gross.
Especially since Jamal, I don't think has had much of a dad.
I don't know. I thought we knew that.
No, I thought we, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he didn't have much of a father in his life, but maybe I'm wrong.
I cannot remember that far back.
I forgot what Kimberly, what happened with her and her
so,
and
yeah.
Jamal's father.
So don't discount their family, what works for them, because you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I felt like I had to defend everyone who, like, from LGBT and queer families. That's what it felt like to me. It fucking triggered me.
It was odd coming from Jamal because it feels like he knows better than to do that.
He's a brat. He's a brat. Ugh. Anyway.
Maybe he'll redeem himself with his beautiful eyes.
I agree with you. He's hot. But the worst thing is he knows it.
He does.
Let's just talk about this. So they're talking about, he agrees that there's no way to get this, to have this relationship over the phone. And I think she's already being clingy in the car with him about trying to sell him on Charlotte. Y'all, they've met maybe 4 or 5 times at this point.
I agree with him when he's like, this is too soon for me to be thinking about this. Because she's picked him up from the airport, y'all. It's way too soon. And he's like, I don't. Because again, he doesn't want to feel the pressure. Y'all, this is what happens when you date someone who's so young.
Yeah.
He's not in this life space where Veronica is in a different headspace.
So, they're sitting by the pool with Chloe and they've never really hung out before. And I don't know, Chloe was also trying way too hard to be sociable.
Well, also, was Chloe recast? Because kind of like she looks beautiful. But the last time we saw her, she was kind of like this little awkward teenager. And now I was like, who is this woman? And we say that like Lindsay's daughter.
Children grow.
Apparently they grow. Boodle and I don't get it. We still think Lindsay's daughter on Miley Grace on Love After Lockup has been recast. And I feel like Chloe might have been recast to an older adult.
Inconvenient. So they're like, what are those? And they're laughing over a TikTok trend. Like, yeah, have you never seen those videos? And Veronica's like, no, hilarious. I have a job.
That was hilarious when they're literally talking about, and Veronica is just clueless.
And Veronica is like aging every second of that. And like, she turns into an old crone by the end. Anyway, yeah,
it's how I feel, or probably, I don't know if you have this yet, but when I, at like Christmas or Thanksgiving, when I talk to my younger cousins and I'm like, hey, y'all, what's, and they're talking about, and I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't learn their names. I don't need to know my cousin's children's names.
Okay.
So what? I see them once a year. You have, listeners out there, you have my permission right now to not have to remember your cousin's spouse's names, who you only see once a year, your cousin's children, even worse, your cousin's children's children. You have my permission. You don't need to know that unless you're really close with them. If you see them twice a year, there's no way you should remember that. Sorry.
Wow.
Okay. I believe that. I believe that strongly.
Okay.
You should remember your nieces and nephews' names.
Yeah.
That's important.
Took you a while, too.
Their ages, sometimes that's in flux for me.
Just last year, you stopped calling your youngest one Thing 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So we're... because
they're drinking from their Stanley cups by the pool.
God. What... What I heard about these? No, I don't have an opinion. I just, people are freaking out about them. I'm just like, what makes them better than the other cup?
They're just a thing. I guess y'all don't come at me because I don't really care. But I guess they're just like Yetis.
I don't know.
I don't know why you need 20 of them. Don't you just need one?
It reeks of Beanie Babies to me.
It does.
Or like that kind of thing.
It does.
And
they're so large, like I don't have a cabinet that they could fit in.
Yeah. I feel like it's just another thing to divide us as culture. The people who have Stanley cups and the people who don't want to have Stanley cups and the people who don't understand Stanley cups. And so everything is a dividing line, so we don't understand the other person's perspective.
Well, you actually maybe could use a Stanley cup because then you wouldn't take an open mug of coffee in your car.
I don't do that anymore, but I used to.
That's only because you don't drive anywhere anymore.
I don't drive a lot of places anymore. So the friends come in, Kazi and Mustafa. Again, these kids feel like brats to me. And they're kind of bratty already. They're enjoying being on
hot brats
camera.
Kazi's going to spit on you, y'all. I can tell.
Jesus. I actually saw these as just two heads of the same brat. I did not see them as two different people at all.
No, we've talked about this before. I don't get it. I don't get bicycle buses and drinking. I don't get it.
At least you burn your calories, I guess.
Doesn't sound fun to me.
Y'all, they act like they've never heard of someone who has actually been friends with an ex. They just assume you just date a girl, push their head in your lap, and you never see her again.
Mm-hmm.
That's their concept.
And I can say this. This is not fraudacity. Just Veronica doesn't tell us a lot. She's actually really good about not – she won't tell spoilers from the show and stuff like that. But she did say, like, I remember her saying, like, I had some hard moments, like the drama is real in this season. So the way they're reacting, the way Jamal is reacting to him, because, you know, I think Chantel, there might be a hint of fraudacity or massaging. But, y'all, I think this is all real.
I think the main issue here is this is a woman in her mid-30s to late-30s who had a relationship with a man for how long? 7 to 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they parented a child together, regardless if it was his. And they're acting like they dated for like 6 months, because that's the longest they can see. This is not a reliable sample of friends to talk about this with.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, it really is their age is speaking.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, you things feel more black and white, and they don't understand the complexity of these kind of things. But still,
Tim shows up with, we never Steve. Saw the other friend who was coming.
We only saw him at the end when he interrupted them.
But they asked, so how do you like Charlotte? And Jamal's like, Charlotte's fine, I guess, in the brattiest way possible. It's just like, it's like, you don't act that way then other than to piss someone off.
Yeah. Because I don't think he has to love it. Great. I think he wants to be in the city and all that, but.
Right. It's slower here. I'm not ready to settle here, which I completely understand. And then the friends are like, Tim, we kind of don't like it that you're so much in Veronica's life. I'm like, who are you that you can say this?
That they can say this. Agreed.
And then Jamal's like, well, and the worst part is you don't like me. So everything for Jamal is personal here. It's not it even is. About Tim.
Tim hurt his feelings. And I got to say, I love our girl, but Veronica.
She needs to get involved. Yeah.
She Chantal'd Tim to Jamal, and she Chantal'd Jamal to Tim.
Chantel'd.
Chantel'd. Because and Jamal even talks about it. I hear everything she says. Veronica complains to Jamal about Tim and vice versa, because she always talks to Tim about her dating life. And y'all know we don't talk about all the good stuff in our dating life. Poodle, all I know is Poodle just comes to me and says, well, someone stole my credit card again. I didn't know that they had a wonderful orgy in the Poconos with 20 people before that. I just hear about the wallet being stolen.
You get all the need to knows. That's all you're going to get.
But that's what so she's Chantelling them. So I got to say, actually, yes, Jamal acts like shit, but I feel like if you want to look at the responsibility of this fight happening, I think it's on Veronica.
Yeah, because she may have told him a little bit too much about their relationship, and she's kind of setting them up, to be enemies in a way. And the thing she says, Tim does sit over there looking like a puffed up turkey, but he does say, well, time will tell if he fits in, you know, if he treats her well and he treats Chloe well. And it sounds like, okay, that's the end of it. And then Jamal says what we said before. So we're just going to pretend that like, Tim is just father a year, and this is a thing. And
that was low.
And
low,
then
low,
he
low.
Was, and then he was surprised when Tim got loud.
Yeah, he needs to apologize to him.
I agree, and I think it needs to.
And I think Tim needs to probably apologize to Jamal for how he behaved at the tell-all.
I agree with you. He was shit aged Jamal at the tell-all.
Actually, what I think both of these men have in common is they're both, and I say this in a good way, but it's just not acknowledged especially for Jamal's race and for Tim where Tim lives, but they're both sensitive men. And I think it really is like two guys have their feelings hurt, deeply hurt by one another,
right.
And they need to talk about it.
Yeah. I see the fatherhood stuff is a really low blow.
Oh, that's a low, low blow. Yeah. It's a different level.
Yeah. So here's the mistake Veronica made.
She didn't sleep with Jamal on the first date.
No, that's never a mistake. You never introduce them to your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, because they get jealous.
No, because your ex might know how many hidden bank accounts you have.
Oh, jeez. Well, I feel for her. She's caught in the middle of the whole thing.
And Jamal's testosterone squad is not helping here.
Veronica should talk to a therapist. And actually says this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It is, but why does Veronica need a therapist? She has two men fighting over her. That's the whole ball game, people.
Poodle, you might have different ball game goals than other people.
Maybe.
But really, I think Veronica could use an outside perspective, because no matter who she talks to, Jamal or Tim, she's damned if she do.
Or damn lucky if she don't. Give me two men fighting over me any day.
Yeah, that was understood.
Or maybe mud wrestling over me.
Pomplamoose, poodle, pomplamoose.
Okay, fine. I do agree with you, and possibly speaking from experience, my therapist has helped me tremendously when I'm making decisions regarding matters of the bank account.
You mean heart?
That's what I said. Therapy has become a great space for me to weigh the pros and cons without the pressure of outside voices, but also from some of the negative thoughts and emotions I attach to things.
Well said, Poods. And my therapist reminds me of times when I've made a great decision.
You weren't talking about men, were you?
Oh, no, 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 no. Those decisions have always been terrible. I was talking about other things like what I want to do with my life, or they help me with how to deal with family issues. My therapist reminds me, even though I hate confrontation, that I have worked through this before, and therefore I have the strength within me to do it.
Except for your taste in men.
Yes.
9.
Okay, we get it. Sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
It's time to celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Okay, Poodle, what's the only reason you would take a trip to San Antonio?
To bang a guy all weekend in a hotel room.
Let's talk about sparkles, y'all.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Let's talk about John.
All right.
With the airport, San Antonio.
Okay, y'all. This is completely massaged. They've been together now for like 6 months, we find out.
Well, kind of.
I'm happy about it. I like John, and I think I like her.
It is, but he says 6 months, but they've spent like 5 nights together. That's the difference.
That's true. That is true. That is true. Yes. So what would that equal out? If you were poodling in poodle years, if you were together 6 months, but you only saw each other 5 times in 6 months,
you were together 5 days.
Oh, okay.
It's a short 5 day relationship.
So the time in between the meetings wasn't part of the relationship.
Nope. Off limits.
Okay.
Don't count.
Okay.
I could give you a week maybe with phone calls.
A week, really?
Yeah. Don't matter if they're not giving you the dickety-doo. Same zip code, don't matter.
Got it. So he forgets his travel bag. All he has is vibrators and toys and not any deodorant or toothpaste.
No deodorant, no toothpaste, no cologne.
Just he can buy vibrators. Them in the hotel.
And he has, that's what I said. This is massaged a little bit because y'all, that Holiday Inn definitely had.
It's actually a Marriott, I could tell.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. Well, your acumen for.
I saw the elevator and I was like, oh, that's the Marriott, Mark. So he stayed at it. They have shit.
Sorry, you're Rain Man for hotels now. I saw the elevator and then I recognized. Anyway. John has to smell, maybe he took a shower that morning. I don't know. He definitely didn't brush his teeth before he kissed her. I was horrified by this.
Yeah.
No deodorant. She's like, oh, I think it's fine.
What if he just rinsed it out with some whiskey?
Possibly.
Like, Kelsey, who she brushes her teeth with whiskey, or what's her name?
Who?
The singer. I whiskey my brush. Kesha, that person. What's that
I
lyric?
I think that's more of a persona. Oh. I don't think she actually does that.
What if she does? I mean, some people might. Have you ever brushed your teeth with alcohol? Because that's all there was on hand.
No, I have not had a toothbrush and took in my finger and rubbed my teeth with my.
I've
finger.
Done that yeah. once or twice.
I don't like using other people's toothbrushes. If even when someone hands it, I think it's oof, I,
even I though your even. Mouth was on their butthole that night.
Yeah, but it's different to me. The gums are a whole different thing.
Ugh. Yeah, actually, it is to me too.
Anyway, do you hear her say "I love you"?
She said, "I'm so love sorry." You. You just said, "Do you hear her?" You sounded like Rodney.
Did you hear her? Did you hear her say that? She said, "I love you."
That's when she said that. I'm like, they've been dating, or this is longer than we thought. She said that. Did he say, "I love you" back? I don't think he did.
I don't know.
Anyway, they're making out in the elevator like it's about to go down.
Yeah, I think Sparkles and Poodles got some things in common because he says he brings out their good friend Abigail.
Now, I could only surmise this was named after Boston's own Abigail Adams. Or who is
Abigail from the Crucible? Wasn't
who is
she?
Who is Sam Adams? Who is Sam Adams? Sam Adams' wife? I know. I think Abigail Adams was the wife of John Adams. But I just it is a very I just thought it just sounded like
Samuel
a Boston name.
Samuel Adams was married to Elizabeth Wells.
Oh, I'm wrong. Samuel Adams was the one who. Sam Adams Lager.
Oh, wow. He was married to Elizabeth Wells, and I guess they died or something happened, and then he married another Elizabeth.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Who cares? Who cares? Anyway, I just thought Abigail was a very interesting name for a sex toy. But he's like, I like a combination of clitoral massage and penetration. This is just, we're getting to it on the single life.
He's like, hey, it's important for my girl to get off. It's important for your girl to get off. I mark my words. This man's going to teach. He'll teach a master, like an online master class. Can you imagine? And now a master class with John Sparkles on how to get your lady love off.
All I can think of is, I guess after you've drank a fifth of liquor and your dick don't work, you bring some vibrators.
Yeah, because whiskey dick is a real thing.
Yeah.
That's why we don't talk, because we can't drink and then have sex.
Y'all, he knows his way around a bottle. We know that.
I wrote, God, this man's a fucking star.
He is. He really is. What I need your opinion on what's going on with Megan in the eye/lash/eye makeup department.
It feels like she's only doing eyeliner.
That's what was wrong.
But it's a strong kind of what's her name? Not Cat Williams. The eyeliner woman who died, Amy Winehouse. She kind of has like this Amy Winehouse.
Eyeliner woman who died, yes.
But no other makeup. It's like just that and right. Then like a Dr. Pepper lip smacker. So it feels like, it looks like she put on her makeup the night before and it all came off except for her waterproof eyeliner.
Right. And it's like a bridge, like a Klingon bridge that's just no one's crossing.
I think if she just popped on a little bit of a wash of shadow and maybe just a little bit of like bronzer.
Yeah. It wouldn't look like she had affixed something to her face.
No, because her skin is nice. She doesn't look like she needs a lot of foundation. Yeah, good skin.
As John says, no complaints in the sex department, but I still got to learn how to get to know her a little better. And y'all, she's later on they're meeting, and she is literally wearing the what is called white woman in fall outfit where she's got the hat on and the skirt and the kind of lush jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those kind of like white women going pumpkin, looking for pumpkins.
It's honestly how I would dress if I was a woman.
Yeah, because you're the basic.
But
she is living that life.
She's living that life. Yeah, she looks like, what's her name? Again, with the terrible eyeliner from You, Me, and My Ex, who was just always.
Oh, Kelsey? Is that her name?
Oh, I can't even remember that couple.
Kinsey.
Is it Kinsey?
And her mother.
Oh.
and that psychopath she was married to.
Yes.
That guy.
Oh God. I miss that show a little bit because it was so fucked up.
And y'all, poor crazy Chelsea with the big eyes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, that reminds us, Smothered is going strong. Strong. So be sure to listen to that. Listen to that on the $8 tier.
And so then she's like, so is there a crazy side of you? And he's like, well, yeah, I fucked a pumpkin once, but who hasn't fucked a pumpkin? Everybody's fucked a pumpkin, right? Everybody's fucked a pumpkin. She's like, no, no one's fucked a pumpkin. He's like, I just said that to really make you crazy.
And we talked about this with the guys. And shockingly, You have never fucked a pumpkin.
I've never fucked a pumpkin. I was confused. I think I asked one of them if it was a jack-o'-lantern or it had the innards in it.
And Dylan's, well, you'll have to listen to what he said, but
Listen, if they one of the straight guys we talked to had fucked a pumpkin.
Again, Poodle and I haven't fucked a pumpkin. Now, if you want to ask us, have we ever been fucked by a cucumber? No comment. No comment. Just when you're at a summer camp, you do what needs to be done.
I've been fucked by a guy who went by the stage name Jack O'Lantern.
Yes.
So anyway, she's talking about him moving in together, and he's like, "We've only spent 5 nights together." And I wrote, "Oh, so she's crazy."
He's crazy. They talk about cilantro. Cilantro is a thing. It tastes like soap, blah, blah, blah.
Now, I will say, this was a conversation heads above what Chantel and Giannis
heads. Oh, God. So she says, yeah, she wants to be living together by 6 months. But he's like, well, if you do that by when we started talking, we're 6 months now. So that ain't going to happen. So
I think that's also early to do long distance.
Someone wants a baby, I bet, because she just seems older.
But
maybe,
because
I agree with you. I feel like that's soon.
And y'all, John's not going to go quietly to the matrimony. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, but
to get him there.
Hey, if the guy I want to be, you're selling me, if you're bringing Abigail Adams and Elizabeth and the other Elizabeth, you're bringing all, and Betsy Ross, if you're bringing them all to the party, I'm there.
Martha Washington. Yeah,
let's make a flag. Down for it.
And here comes Dolly Madison bringing up the rear. Woo! Literally, she's going into the rear.
Yeah, in the rear. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, let's talk about fucking Chantel. This is so stupid.
Just offensive, really.
We've driven to Crete, and we're not going to – I assume we're not doing any sightseeing during the day. I assume this is literally like sleeping during the day, uh-huh, making TikTok videos, and then going to restaurants and going, mm-hmm, to clubs.
I just got to say, she steps out of the car with that makeup. And it is – you can tell they did her makeup where they didn't have enough light because it's overdone and also it's not blended well. The top of her cheeks just looks like she has almost – you know how like
– it looks like sunburn.
I was going to say, you know how like – traffic cones or traffic signs, they'll be orange or whatever, but then there'll be like a little strip that's a reflector.
Yes.
It looks like she has sign reflectors just on the top of her cheeks.
That's a good description.
And they just shine white and the rest of her face is not white.
This is...
She looks ridiculous.
I kept trying to figure out, did I like what she had on?
I thought it was fine. It looked a little... something like Annette Funicello would wear to a beach party with Frankie Avalon.
It looked a little too bikini top.
Not dinner-esque.
Yeah. I didn't love it. But I didn't – it wasn't so strong enough to be – I will say, go classy or go slutty. Anything in the middle, it's hard to give. It's just like,
I don't know if this is the voice people need to listen to on this.
It was two in the middle, you know? So, y'all, she's seeing Giannis at this restaurant and she's like, "It's good to see you finally. You've only met once before."
And you saw each other like 2 days
and
ago.
And it's been two
like
days.
A day.
So again,
but she's actually talking about how long. She's like, "The car ride took forever." I'm like, "Bitch, you
4 hours."
That. It's, which is a long time, but you just say, "Hi, so glad to be here." That's all you got to say.
I have a question for you, and this is getting into tinfoil hattie theory. Why did they drive 4 hours? Is they just couldn't set up any other dates? Because obviously Chantel had Is this the only person she had a, like an ounce of chemistry with?
I bet you yes. And I bet you Chantel has a lot of say who she ends up, quote, dating on Single Life.
I'm sure, but
Whereas Natalie will date anybody they tell her to just as long as she's on the show.
I want to be in the movies.
By the way, the next week on of that and when Chantel said, I think Chantel's been listening when she said she wanted an orphan. She's been listening to, you got a hold of her at that party, didn't you? You did, didn't you?
I think I might have said you need to date someone without a family.
No, she used poodle language.
She used the term orphan. She's, I think she may have been studying at the Poodleskaya School. She may be taking a correspondence course.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, she's learning.
She's learning.
So we get into possibly one of the most awkward conversations. And it's, I don't even think this is an English issue because he seems, he lived in the UK and he almost has an inflected UK, a British accent. You can hear it.
I don't think it's that at all. Yeah.
I think she's just, she's so dull.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think, and I get it. Americans learn about it when we're younger. I think if you don't, she always talks about how she travels a lot. The thing is, Chantel thinks of herself as quite worldly. And she's not at all.
Where has she been?
Exactly. Because when you do travel a lot, especially in Europe, you do learn about like the Holy Roman Empire and how the expanse of it. But she was just all new to her.
Here's the thing. The idea that she loves adventure, I don't buy because the woman isn't curious. She doesn't give a shit about learning things.
Well, she's not curious. But what she's curious about is going to a city and going to good, beautiful views and restaurants and clubs. Yes. She doesn't want to go. Chantel is not. If she goes to Paris, she's not going to the Louvre.
No. No. She's going to the restaurant. But not the actual Louvre.
Have you ever been to Paris? Have you ever been to the... I know you've been to the Louvre. I've not. But I'm assuming you've been.
I have been.
Have you ever been to Paris with your grinder on?
You know, I bet I you haven't.
I bet I your haven't. Phone would start smoking. You, because you would write a different profile that would be so fucking French pretentious.
Oh yeah, I need to book a trip. Maybe just for a week this summer. I did get my cologne stolen there, but that wasn't when I was a grinder. He needed it. Let's just say that. Like, so, can I have a busy cologne? The next morning, I'm like, yeah, you can have some of it. I'm like, and I was like, after he left, I'm like, where's my cologne? He took it.
And what was it? Curve for Men? Back in the day,
I think it was probably like Cool Water or something. 2000 awful.
Early 2000 shit.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably awful.
Aqua de Joe.
Ugh. Armani. God,
I fucked a lot of guys who wore Aqua di Gio and Armani.
So y'all, he says, so what's your favorite sport? Just trying to put a defibrillator on this date. Mm-hmm. And she's like, football Americano? And she's like, I'm sorry, I said it in Spanish, but I like to learn languages, but Greek is hard. And
it's like, it's not that hard.
I'll probably need a teacher. And he's like,
I'm right here. Y'all, I will say this. This guy, because it's massive, has huge dick energy.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I can see why she's drawn to him. I think that's what I keep. I'm like, why is he drawn to her?
Because it's a camera on him.
Then he says,
she is gorgeous. She is gorgeous.
So she says, question. When I think of Greece, I also think of Rome. That is a normal thing. Greek gods, Roman society. Yeah, it's. And then she asks, he's like, well, Greece was a part of the Roman Empire,
I think.
I think.
And it's more than that. They're just across the sea.
Kind of neighbors.
But what about the Spartans? So that's it. And all of her knowledge comes from the movie The 300.
There we are.
Anyway. There we are. And she's like, oh, I love it. I'm such a fan. Finally, we can do something. He's got a Spartan seal tattoo.
She thinks the Holy Roman Empire was that gay guy who shaved all his body hair, painted
yes.
gold, who was oddly really hot in that movie.
Rodrigo, what's his name?
He was the hottest person to be in that movie, ironically enough.
The kind of the gay looking one, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else was a little too beefy for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie was really problematic for queer people.
I agree. We saw that movie and both of us were like, we thought this would be hotter.
It was so coded in misogyny and stuff. Oh, we didn't like it.
Anyway,
movie reviews from 20 years ago brought to you by Reality Gaze.
She's a big Spartan fan. And she's like, it's fate. No, that's
when
like
she said it's fate. I went
probably 40% of Greek men have that tattoo.
No. And she said, then Chantel says, you know, it's so different when I met Pedro, obviously I was attracted to him, but this is different with him because we just have this actual connection. And I went, what the fuck is the connection? You just want to see his dick and he just wants to titty fuck you.
What could you have? What connection could you have with this person?
Because that's what every guy that sees Chantel wants to do. They want to put They want to put their dick in between her tits.
I kind of want to be honest.
Stop! Stop it!
They hypnotize me. So, and then she's like, he's like, would you ever want to live in a place like this? And she's like,
Again, he's already confusing her because, like, this is the Venetian lake or Venetian
Bay.
Port. And,
yeah.
And she's like,
is that
what?
Venice?
And she's like, Venice? And he's like, yeah, I think.
I didn't know if they were saying Phoenician or Venetian.
Like Venice, which yeah. I was surprised she got that. I wonder if Chantel realized that the Venice. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it.
It's better not to.
No, it's not.
And she's like, but you know, and she's doing her in the moment. I need to stay realistic. I'm like, why start now?
Why start now? She's like, I love adventure. And he's like, that's why I like you. And she says again, she's like, so Giannis has swept me off my feet. And now we're driving back from the hotel. And y'all, this relationship, because I actually think this is massage, but I actually think her feelings for him are genuine and she is attracted to him. And the reason I think that, because they're driving in the car and she's like, you're driving really fast. And he slows down. And you see that the excitement is gone for her. And she goes, okay,
drive faster.
And he does it. And you literally hear like her vagina giggle.
My question is this.
It's a poodle move from your 20s.
Did she get hit in the head? I'm concerned. Like, she's never been very smart, but it seems like. I don't know. She got lobotomized or something.
She knows nothing about how to be in a relationship. Nothing.
Anyway, y'all, she's like, well, I don't know. He swept me off my feet. And then
And then she says, I'm not going to invite him up to my room, because everything is in that cadence. I'm not going to invite him. And the guys from Bad TV said this. It's like the world that she's describing her in the moments is not the world we're seeing.
Yeah, it's yes, it is.
Nothing is really happening describing it.
You guys, not just our collab, but if you want more Single Life, they are covering
the whole
season.
And they're great.
They have totally different perspectives, and it's really – it's just nice to.
And she's hoping he's going to kiss her tonight and have a really romantic evening. We're living in this. I said this on their podcast. We're living in this weird heteronormative fantasy world that isn't real, but we're also acknowledging that she's recently divorced. It's so weird to me. The whole storyline is weird.
Question for you. Who is more floating down the river of denial, Chantel or Miss Debbie?
I think Miss Debbie has always lived there.
Hence why Julian is – I feel like Debbie is just like a toddler in a store – just running around, pulling everything off the shelves and going, ooh, pretty. And Julian is like that mom you see just going, no, don't touch that. Don't. Yes. And just picking up everything in the child's wake.
I think I finally realized who she reminds me of. And, you know, I've been talking about Smothered having John Waters references.
Mm-hmm.
But people who know John Waters films are going to freak out. She reminds me kind of a prettier, more well-adjusted Edith Massey.
I don't know who that is.
She was one of John Waters, she was in like in Pink Flamingos, Female Trouble. Wow. She was in Desperate Living, Polyester. She was in everything.
Ah.
And it's just... just kind of just the way she talked. Are you going to wait for the Eggman? And Edith Massey kind of talk like this.
Wow.
If you know John Waters, you're screaming right now. I came to it. It's a little mean to say because she's a little more less developmentally delayed than Edith Massey was. But yeah. Anyway.
She really was in almost every one of his movies.
I know.
She actually was not actually
the Eggman's here.
She was actually not in Hairspray, ironically enough.
Nope. I think she would have made a mess of that film. Is that the only John Waters movie you've seen?
Yes.
Have I seen? How is that possible?
Have I seen Polyester?
Oh, it's a great movie.
I know. I don't think I have. Which I would.
Dawn Davenport.
I would love the aesthetic, and I need to watch. I think I would love Die, Mommy, Die.
Die, Mommy, Die is not John Waters. That's Charles Bush. That's Charles Bush.
Not Die, Mommy, Die. With Kathleen Turner.
Oh, Serial Mom.
I think I would love that movie.
That's a great movie. That's not full John Waters. That's John Waters with a big budget. No, you need to go back to bad, long camera angles, like Mink Stole is in every, and Edith Massey. Oh, the good stuff. All the queer dears who are like, yes, they're just like gooshing
like, oh
themselves.
God, yes, woo! And they're trying to tell their son who's playing football right now, you need to watch some John Waters,
He's
Craig.
Like, what the fuck is that?
What, mom? Listen here, Tyler. You're going to live up to your namesake if it kills mommy.
I think Polyester would be the easiest thing. I think Desperate Living would confuse you. I'm not going to subject you to Pink Flamingos. But I love Desperate Living. That's probably one of my favorites.
We're not going to do this because there's a lot of things wrong with it. So don't try to do it, sissies. But we really could start a subgroup called Mothers Who Want Their Sons to Be Gays. And it would blow up. Blow up.
Not that. Anyway, y'all, it turns out that Russ did not really called her after the date. He had a problem with Oshama being so young. y'all, that wasn't the issue. He needed something to come up with to blow her off.
We knew when he said sure that he wasn't. So doesn't matter. Debbie already met someone.
She's already met somebody else.
Like on this dating app, and he's 58 years old. She's like, so he's in the right age range. And I went, wait a minute, how old are you?
And then his face came on the screen and I gasped.
Y'all, we
went, goatee!
Goatee! Ruben the Cuban is here.
What to say? God.
She loves, he is well traveled. He's been to over 60 countries.
I actually got a little bit of a gay vibe from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's been to some other countries and he's done some stuff in those countries.
Either that or he's a complete perv. Yeah. Paul Lynn from heaven went, judge, watch what he does with his hands. Yeah. Anyway, never tried to do Paul Lynn before. That really wasn't good.
It wasn't bad, though. I feel like you could work on it. You're getting there.
So they've been talking every day for a few weeks. He's got that exotic flair, very romantic.
And Debbie says, she tells her, she's like, Dish Gringa has some Cuban motion. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to have to send you a clip of Edith Massey and something and you'll die. That's it. Anyway, and he's run with the bulls, apparently. Mm-hmm. This is also a guy I thought of this is an amateur actor in Miami. Who really wants to be on television?
Maybe he's from, who was it? Who was it in 90 Day Fiance? Was it Pow? Who went to the casting call that was in Miami?
Probably Pow.
Who was it? It was an old Classless episode, which by the way, y'all, this week of, hey, we were of Happily Ever After on our $5, gagged and gooped with this week's episode. Gagged
actually served Jay Papers.
Oh, yeah.
Or really actually threw the pen at them and then said, sign them.
Oh, but no, who was it? Pal that went on. Remember who went on the audition and the gay guy was there, was the assistant. He was like, welcome to like Smith and Cronin casting.
Oh, what was that?
Who was it? And they were doing the audition.
This is not helpful.
Oh,
can you tell me what happened in the audition?
It's they weren't from, maybe they were originally from Florida. It was it's killing me. It's like season two of 90 Day Fiance. He takes her to the audition and then
it's not Anvisa, right?
No,
tell me any more about the scene?
Sissies are screaming right now.
You know why? Because you're not telling me about the scene.
It's a white guy. They go. There's the woman. They go and they do the reading, and she can't do the reading because of her. She doesn't know English well enough, and she's trying to say it back to the casting. And the casting woman says, "Yeah, maybe this isn't right for you," and sends her home.
And that's not Anfisa or?
No, it's not Anfisa and Pal.
Someone earlier then.
It's someone super
scene.
Earlier. Yeah. Sissies are going to know. They're going to know.
I can't remember.
I just apologize for the last 3 minutes. Even I apologize. Y'all are screaming.
Further back. Keep going. Anyway, he wants her to come down to Miami. She is. Well, responsibly kind of freaked out about that. And
not as much as Julian.
And she's like, but I may experience the elements of romance. And I thought also the danger of getting murdered. So
I don't think Debbie watches a lot of true crime.
Yeah, she should.
She should.
She's at CVS and she tells Julian about the Cuban.
And every time she says something about the Cuban man, it feels slightly racist to me.
It does a little bit. I don't know why. It does a little bit.
Even though she may not mean it, but it just it feels a little weird.
It feels othering. Although she's excited
the
about
Guatemalan man.
The penetrating body butter, and she keeps telling Julian, and she basically says, she grabs condoms, and Julian's like, Mom, and she's like, Miss Debbie needs to be prepared. I'm going to Miami on a hot date.
I'm really concerned.
I'm glad that Julian's like, look, I'm taking a couple of days off and going to Miami. And Debbie says, I'm the mother of a cop. I'm tough. Debbie, my brother's a volunteer sheriff. My mother wouldn't know what the fuck to do in a situation. Like, she would be, she'd be like a buoy at sea as well. And I'd have to follow. I'd have to follow her as well.
I don't think she's equipped to do this. I think she needs your son. She needs a friend who's not hired to kind of help her, like kind of Debbie had with her friend.
It makes me feel safer that production's going to be with her probably on this.
Yeah. I get, you know how I like to talk about it? It's all fine laughing until I get worried about their safety.
It's everything. And this is funny unless you think about it. That's 90 Day Fiancé.
And Love After Lockup.
Love is Blind. I have a friend who's watching Love is Blind, and they're like, oh my God, what American flag guy's doing to this woman. He's a piece of shit.
But it was so funny when it was on.
I'm like, oh God, we laughed at that a lot. And this is a straight man who was like, oh my God, this is gut wrenching. And I went, you got to watch a lot of it.
And then man's inhumanity to man just becomes not even important.
I think we're numb at this point.
We are.
We're just numb.
That's the show.
That's the show, everyone. That's it. What a great way to start the week. It was a good episode. Next week, we're going to get, again, next week looks like a bomb diggity episode, and we're going to get Ty Ray, who is
going to fucking New Orleans. Obviously, the woman must have ditched him.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, everybody. So check out that collab with Bad TV. Check me out on 90 Day Cray with Kim and Kyle. I'm doing some other collabs with some friends. Everybody's come with my friend Kenya. So I'll be announcing those as they come out. And we still have some other collabs for Poodle Night.
Very excited. We've got one that's going to be, y'all are going to love it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to announce that. Oh, I am caught teasing y'all motherfuckers. Ooh, you're going to freak out.
And speaking of cock teasing, Poodle will have some nightly collabs that none of us will know about, thankfully. All right, everybody.
When two become one.
All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts. And by the way, you're already coming at us. If you're not singing, I'm addicted to your daughter.
Mrs. Jones. I don't know what I want to approach it with the woman, like a mother. It's been in my head for days.
I can't get it out.
I was just going to say, yes. And if you can't stop singing, I'm addicted to your daughter, Mrs. Jones. From our last, which is by the band Chinese Army.
Chinese Army, 80s
rock band.
You can call us.
I'm addicted to your daughter.